This is an audio podcast of an introduction to the Westminster Shorter Catechism, taught by Jim Cassidy. Videos of each lesson are available for free online at reformedforum.org.
Westminster Shorter Catechism, question and answer 17. Into what estate did the fall bring mankind? The fall brought mankind into an estate of sin and misery. According to the account given to us in Genesis, as we have talked about already, man fell from his created state, which was good. Remember, he was created in the image and likeness of God, all very good, upright in knowledge, righteousness, and holiness. And we know that God entered into a special act of providence with man called a covenant. It's called a covenant of life or a covenant of works. And God gave it to man that man might obey him. He was given ability to either obey God or to disobey God. And we know what happened. The sad reality is that man broke God's law, his commandment, and he sinned against God and fell into an estate of sin and misery. The misery of that, what the Westminster Shorter Catechism calls an estate, which is basically a status or a kind of position or a way of being. And the way of being, the current experience, the life experience of Adam after the fall, his fall into sin, was one of misery. And that is testified to us very clearly in Genesis chapter 3. And if you consider Genesis chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, it gives us a little bit of a sense of that. Genesis 3, beginning in verse 16. To the woman he said, I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing, misery. Ask anyone, any woman who has given birth to a child. There is great joy in giving birth to a child, but the joy comes after the pain that is associated with childbearing. And then he goes on in verse 17. He pronounces to the man, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Here's the misery part. In pain, you shall eat of it all the days of your life. And even verse 18 explains the pain. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. Verse 19, by the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. All of the miseries that sin brings to the experience of man and woman is contained here within this passage. Consider the misery that sin brings, the corruption that it brings, not only to man, but also to his environment as well, his surroundings, even the ground that he is called to have dominion over, is going to work against him as he works the fields. Growing up out of the fields will be thorns and thistles. One of the experiences that I have had in Texas has been very different than in New Jersey where I grew up. In New Jersey where I grew up, there were thorns and thistles that grew out of bushes. And sometimes you would hit the baseball and the ball would go into the bushes and you would go in there to get the ball. And as you pulled your hand out, it would get hit and ripped by the thorns and thistles. And it was a terrible feeling. But in Texas, the thorns and the thistles don't grow in bushes. They actually grow up right from the ground. So you could be walking in an open field where the grass is low or it's withered or died or whatnot, and you will be walking, and sometimes you won't even see it. Thistles and thorns literally growing up right out of the ground, not in the form of bushes, but in the form of these branches that that sort of disguise themselves in the ground. And you can imagine Adam and Eve farming and tilling the fields and walking along and doing what they are called to do, to have dominion over the earth, and the earth actually rebelling against them, seeking to dominate them by drawing their blood through thorns and thistles. Adam having to work now in a way that is not comfortable, but has to work in labor, being exhausted and tired, hot and sweaty. The misery that sin has brought into this world is incalculable. Now, sometimes we forget it's there. We sweat and we don't think much of it because we're so used to it. But it wasn't supposed to be that way. But the rebellion that Adam committed brought himself, his wife, and all of his children, all of his posterity, including us, you and me today, into a terrible estate of sin and misery. We need to understand this because soon we'll be talking about God's grace, what it is that God's grace delivers us from. But we can only appreciate and understand the magnitude of the grace of God against the backdrop of the magnitude of the misery of sin.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from Reformed Academy. All of our courses are available in video, online, entirely for free at reformedforum.org. And we also include Spanish and Chinese subtitles. But we are only able to do this with your support. And so if you are excited about this theology and want to enable people around the world to watch and listen to these free resources, please visit reformedforum.org/donate to provide your support.